It's great to welcome to the show a Texas performer whose band is performing on Saturday evening at Rally Round Greenville. Yelba Heaton of Yelba and Latin Fire joins me tonight. Thanks a lot for talking with Notably Texan.
Thank you very much for having me.
And again, Yelba and Latin Fire scheduled to play Saturday night at 8:45 downtown Greenville. And they're going to lead up to the headliner on this show, which is Ray Wiley Hubbard, which is a great spot to have on this lineup, I got to say. And let's kind of learn a little bit more about you, Yelba, because you have kind of an interesting story in your biographical information. You were not born in the United States, but you got here as quick as you could, right? Where are you from originally?
I sure did. I am from Nicaragua. I was born and lived there until I was 10 years old. And then the whole family moved in 72, right before that huge earthquake that totaled the Managua, the capital.
Uh-huh.
In 72, and we moved to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, of all places.
Well, what prompted the move to the States?
Well, my father actually got a scholarship to go to and get an MBA and a doctorate degree in the States.
Oh, wow.
So we sold our coffee farm, kind of packed up like the Beverly Hillbillies, and
okay.
Came all the way across. And then he ended up staying because he's an old, he was in the military when he was younger for the United States.
I see.
So
wow.
We just ended up staying here. And, you know, with a couple of stints that I've been in other Latin American countries, I've kind of like been here living permanently ever since.
Interesting how people's paths take them different places. And I assume that you've certainly never been disappointed that you came here.
No, absolutely not. This is my home, definitely.
Fantastic. Now, I understand that back in Nicaragua was kind of where you took a liking to music, I think, from your father. Is that right?
My father sang and played guitar to all of his children and his wife and my mother.
Uh-huh.
There's five of us, and all five children actually sang, and four of us played guitar.
Oh, wow. So it was a truly musical family then.
Every get-together. Guitars come out, everybody starts singing, and you just kind of like sing what you can when you can and do harmonies. You know, a lot of fun.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I think, again, you and all your siblings were so into it that you were actually featured on a local TV show there, right?
That's correct. Every Friday we were in the Junior Panthers. It was a television show that featured young artists. You know, I was only 7 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Was 10. Yeah, but we could sing. We really could sing. I played an instrument called a bandurria, which is a little bit like a mandolin with 12 strings. And my sister played guitar, and we would go on there every Friday and play a different song.
Wow. Well, that had to have really kind of gotten you used to the limelight, as they call it, then, at a pretty young age.
Yeah, I never kind of gave it much thought. I just thought it was a normal thing.
Right.
You just sang. Everywhere you went, you know, everybody would hand you a guitar, and you would sing.
Sure. Some people that haven't gotten into it until much later or just don't have that familiarity that you just kind of grew up with having. You just thought it was normal.
I sure did, yeah. And it really helps you out a lot with working the stage and the stage presence and, you know, trying to get the crowd involved. And, yeah, it for me, it's a lot of fun. I very, very seldom get nervous. I just think about, wow, what a great time we're going to have up there on stage.
That's fantastic. Yelba, we broadcast from Texas A&M University Commerce, and I believe you got your first degree at our main campus in College Station, didn't you?
Whoop! Okay, that was me. Yes, that would be a yes, in animal science.
Cool.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you followed that up, you just couldn't get enough of that education stuff.
Oh, hold on. I know where you're going now.
No, I wasn't going to go into any rivalries at all. Not a problem there. We are, you know, we actually have not always been an A&M school. We were East Texas State University for many, many years, and several years ago we became a satellite school of A&M. So, no, I'm not interested in the rivalry, but I know you got your MBA at another school, though, right?
Oh, the one that's got that burnt orange color, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Texas University, yeah, that one.
Uh-huh. Hey, no, I'm not interested in the rivalry there at all. It's not a problem. I just think that's cool that you have got, you know, some people can barely even get through high school and whatnot, and you've, you know, gotten several degrees with honors, and that's just fantastic.
Yes, my father always believed in education, and it was another thing that I just thought was really normal. You graduated from high school, and then everybody just knew you were going to go to college. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. It was just the way that it was done.
I see.
Yeah, and I actually didn't even apply to any other colleges other than just A&M, because that's where I was headed.
Gotcha.
That's where all five of us went.
Oh, wow. Well, that's really cool. Well, then you fit right in here on a, you know, satellite A&M radio station here at A&M Commerce, and I thought you'd find a cool connection there.
That is. Thank you.
My guest tonight on Notably Texan is Yelba Heaton of Yelba and Latin Fire, who will be on stage Saturday night in downtown Greenville. Now, for folks that are not familiar, let's talk a little bit about the band's music. Let's say somebody's never heard you perform before. How would you describe the band's sound?
I describe it as a variety band with Latin twist. And what we try to do is pull in as different genres of music. We don't concentrate on just one thing, not just country music, not just pop, not just jazz, not top 40. We try to play a little bit of what we consider to be great, fun songs that people are going to enjoy. And then we pull in all this Latin music from throughout Central and South America.
Wow.
It is a ride. I have to tell you, it's quite a ride. Nobody knows where we're going to go next. And that's why everybody keeps coming back for more. It's fun.
You know what? That really kind of strikes a chord with this program, Notably Texan, because we don't believe in just playing one style of music either, actually. I do all Texas music of any genres, any styles. It just has to be by Texas artists. So I totally understand what you mean. I appreciate that eclectic nature.
Yeah, thank you. We do. We have a lot of fun, and we are always listening for new tunes, new songs. We even play party dance music, and people, you know, oftentimes they get up off their chairs.
Cool.
And start dancing right wherever we are, whether it's a restaurant or wherever it may be, you know, and that always, like I said, it just makes my day when I see people having a good time.
Right. That makes it all worth it right there when you see people kind of getting up and boogieing and, you know, when you can tell that you're making people move to your music. I think that makes it all worthwhile.
It does, yes.
I know that your band has a huge following in the Houston area, and I think you reside in the Woodlands area. Is that still true?
That is still true. We're right in the Woodlands, and it's a suburb, you know, north of Houston.
Yes.
And we have about 1,700 people on my weekly newsletter.
Wow.
That I send out so that if anybody wants to come see us that weekend, they know exactly where we are.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that's a great
way. Yeah, and then that way we can be guaranteed that, you know, there's going to be people there that we know, and there's going to be people there that I kind of already memorize what their songs are as they're walking in.
Okay.
And it just makes them feel so nice when they walk in and all of a sudden, you know, I'm playing their song by Etta James or...
Yes.
I'm playing a salsa by Celia Cruz or, you know, or a cumbia from Colombia if they're from Colombia. It personalizes our music for them.
Wow, that's a really nice touch, and that'll definitely keep people coming back. And I think you've kind of made us understand, but I just want people to understand that, you know, you guys primarily are doing a lot of favorites, so people are going to hear some music that they know. And again, you're even pulling out all the stops if somebody, you find out that one of your fans is, you know, from another country, you might be able to play a song that was a favorite there.
That's right. We pride ourselves in that. We made it a point to learn a song from every country in South America.
Wow.
And so we don't just concentrate on playing salsa and merengue or cumbia and bachatas. We basically play polkas and tangos and waltzes. And you can call out a country as obscure as it may be, you know, Uruguay.
Sure.
And the band will be able to perform a song from that country so that the people that are here visiting or from that country, you know, they really appreciate that you went out of your way.
No
kidding.
Pick up
the music from their country, yeah.
That as you said, it gives it a lot of personalization there, and I've not really heard of that many bands doing that, so hats off to you for coming up with that one. That's a really cool thing. Now, I know that you also were recently honored with a nomination. Tell me about the recent Best Latin Band nomination, I think was the title that the band received.
Yes, this is for Houston Press Music Awards, and it was in 2010.
Okay.
And as it works, it's basically just people emailing in their votes for whoever they consider to be the top bands in whatever category. And we happen to get a lot of votes in the Latin category, and it just kind of like, you know, went from there. They picked the top four bands in Houston based on the votes, and then it's up to people to kind of vote and figure out who the best band is going to be for that year.
Oh, nice.
But just getting nominated out of so many, so many Latin groups is a big honor.
Right, there's a lot of music in Houston, of course, in Dallas, and all over the state, but I know that there certainly is a lot of competition there, and that really is a great honor to be, you know, kind of picked out of the crowd there, and that certainly brought you some wanted attention, I would think.
It sure did, yeah, especially because we're not just a Latin band, So, you know, it's a little bit harder for us because, as you see, we've got so much variety.
Yes.
We don't concentrate just on Latin music. We play it all. But just getting that nomination was to me, a pat on the back, going, you know what, you're doing a really good job. Because whether we play a song that's rock and roll or whether we play a song that's Latin, we try to play it as close to the original with the right beat, the right tempo, the right everything as possible.
Now, Yelba, you've hooked me up with one of the cuts from your CDs. You've got a couple of CDs out there, but you've given me a selection from one of your CDs, and I was hoping that maybe you could tell me a little bit about this song before we play it here on Notably Texan, because I want people to get a little taste of your sound before they hear you perform live on Saturday night over in Greenville. So tell me about this song that we're going to play that you've hooked me up with.
This song is called Don Goyo, which translates literally into Mr. Goyo.
Okay.
And the reason that I like this song so much is because it has two different rhythms. It starts out as a really, really fun merengue, and then what happens is midway through the song, it changes into a salsa. So you get two of the top rhythms in one song, and the lyrics are hilarious. I just wish that you could speak Spanish.
I know. Me too.
The lyrics are so much fun. And it is a song that was actually from Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, I think people are going to enjoy this, and now you can get a little taste of the band Yelba and Latin Fire, who again will perform on Saturday night at Rally Round Greenville. I believe they're scheduled to take the stage at 8:45, right before Ray Wiley Hubbard on Saturday night. So let's check out music by Yelba and Latin Fire, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more with Yelba coming up on 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan.
Encontraron a Don Goyo, muertecito en el arroyo, amarrado con majagua, flotando dentro del agua, que lo mataron por celos, eso es lo que me dijeron, y ahora andan preguntando quién fue el que lo mató. Yo no estaba por el arroyo cuando se murió Don Goyo, que pregunten, que averigüen ese embrollo, ese muerto no lo cargo yo. Que lo cargue el que lo mató, ese muerto no lo cargo yo. Que lo cargue el que lo mató, ese muerto no lo cargo yo. Que lo cargue el que lo mató, que sí, que no, que no. Que lo cargue el que lo mató. Encontraron a Don Goyo, muertecito en el arroyo, amarrado con majagua, flotando dentro del agua, que lo mataron por celos, eso es lo que me dijeron, y ahora andan preguntando quién fue el que lo mató. Yo no estaba por el arroyo cuando se murió Don Goyo, que pregunten, que averigüen ese embrollo, ese muerto no lo cargo yo, que lo cargue el que lo mató, ese muerto no lo cargo yo, que lo cargue el que lo mató.
Texan.
Ya Ella prende una vela y muéstrame el camino. Soy vos el corredor y yo te dije mi cielo. Bienvenido de California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Bienvenido de California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. En el techo, champán al hielo, y ella dijo, somos todos prisioneros, a los cuatro principales hacen su siesta, atacan a la bestia con sus puñales, pero no la logran matar. Mi último recuerdo, corrí hacia la puerta, quería encontrar el camino por donde había llegado. Que portero, por eso no recibí poder salir cuando quiere, pero nunca ha de partir. Bienvenido a California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Bienvenido a California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place.
Set to perform on Saturday night at Rally Round Greenville. My guest, again, is Yelba of Yelba and Latin Fire. Is this going to be your first time playing in the Northeast Texas area?
It sure is, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, fantastic. So y'all, of course, normally gig there around the Houston area, but do you get out around the state a lot?
We go all the way from Galveston to Conroe.
Yeah.
And we don't get out of the state much at all.
Sure.
And we would love to. If anybody out there is listening wants to hire us, just let me know.
There you go. Where can folks find you online, by the way?
at www.yelba.net, and that's Y-E-L-B as in boy, A.net.
Yelba.net, as simple as that.
Yes, it is.
Well, I got to tell you, we're really looking forward to catching your show this weekend as your band plays right before the headliner, Ray Wiley Hubbard. And I understand that you guys are getting rather excited about opening up for this legend in Texas music, Ray Wiley Hubbard. I think you're maybe even, you know, pulling out some of the country and western, some of the C&W stops into your gig there. Can we expect a little of that during your Saturday night performance?
Oh, yes, yes, you can. This is really funny, but my favorite genre when I was growing up, after moving to the States, was country music.
Really?
So I actually grew up listening to Ray Wiley Hubbard. And, I mean, I love his songs. So what we are going to do is we're actually going to sharpen up our skills a little bit around the genre. And we've got a couple of surprises for the audience out there.
Nice. Wow, there you heard it here first on Notably Texan, folks. You got to catch this group right before Ray Wiley Hubbard, Yelba and Latin Fire, in their first performance here in Northeast Texas. Really looking forward to this, and this has been a lot of fun talking to you. I really appreciate you joining me tonight, Yelba.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you there. The variety band with a Latin twist and country and western. We're going to add that in there.
Wow, man, you can't cram much more than that in there, can you?
No, I can't.
Well, again, thank you so much for taking the time tonight. My guest has been Yelba Heaton of Yelba and Latin Fire. They'll be at Rally Round Greenville Saturday night at 8:45. And wishing you all the best, Yelba.
Thank you so much. I really appreciated the opportunity to speak with you.
Ojos negros, ¿quién me los quiere comprar? Los vendo por hechiceros, porque me han pagado mal. Yo vendo unos ojos negros, ¿quién me los quiere comprar? Los vendo por hechiceros, porque me han pagado mal. Más te quisiera, más te amo yo, y todas las noches las paso suspirando por tu amor. Más te quisiera, más te amo yo, y todas las noches las paso suspirando por tu amor. Cada vez que tengo penas, voy a la orilla del mar, voy a preguntarle a las olas si han visto a mi amor pasar. Cada vez que tengo penas, voy a la orilla del mar, preguntarle a las olas si han visto a mi amor pasar. Más te quisiera, más te amo yo, y todas las noches las paso suspirando por tu amor. Más te quisiera, más te amo yo, y todas las noches las paso suspirando por tu amor. Penas, voy a la orilla del mar, a preguntarle a las olas si han visto a mi amor pasar. Cada vez que tengo